Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, December 19th, 2021. This is a space hosted by Super Terra with Simon Chadwick titled Terra NFTs, the Future, and NFT LP Bonds. Let's take a listen.
Okay. Well, welcome everyone to the first ever Super Terra Twitter space. I have with me tonight as my principal guest, Simon Chadwick, and the intention is really to have a fairly open debate about what makes a good Terra NFT project. It's fair to say, and in the fast-paced world that we live in within Terra, that actually the very first projects to go live with their NFT offerings only did so less than 3 months ago, with Galactic Punks and Luna Balls launching in early October. And we almost forget that in the kind of Terra space, that feels like an eon ago in terms of how well things are established. So really tonight's conversation, which obviously I'll invite Simon to start a discussion on in a moment, is really about the future of the NFT space. I see this as a very early nascent space within the Terra ecosystem and community, and would very much welcome thoughts from the floor as we explore this debate. Also, importantly, Simon will talk about some of the interesting innovations that are due to take place within the Loop community in terms of the development of the new NFT marketplace and liquidity provision through NFTs, which I think is a fascinating and new development. So I'll hand over to Simon to hear his intro, and then we'll get things kicked off.
Cool. Awesome. I'm really excited for this Twitter space and this this discussion that we can have. I think that we can get a lot of gold out of this, especially, you know, as Terra is about to build and it is building very, very fast. I think it's important as a community to come together and have discussions of, you know, how do we want it to look like as a space, and especially around, you know, NFTs. And I think Super Terra, you're the best person for this. Around NFTs. And so what we're going to do on today's session really is just explore some of the, you know, maybe the what makes a great project as an NFT launch. You know, what makes a great launch? What are some great utilities in NFTs? What are some great, you know, ideas that we can bring to the floor to help, you know, whether we even get, you know, some information and data out of this to help projects launch well on Terra. You know, maybe we can even build a guide on launching NFTs on Terra and how we can kind of explore these topics, you know, maybe the issues that arise from NFT projects and what makes projects, you know, either fail, or projects that kind of start and they don't take off, projects that have done really well. We can explore some of those ideas. And I love to hear from, you know, NFT projects in the space. You know, we've got Lunart on and a few others, but I really would like to kind of explore that topic with Super Terra and get those questions. I will cover a little bit on the NFT bonds at the end, explain how that works just a touch, but I'm not going to go too deep into that. The aim of this is just to be kind of an exploratory call around NFTs on Terra. So Super Terra, I'd love to ask you, we were talking yesterday around, you mentioned that, you know, there was a little bit, you know, obviously, because, you know, NFTs on Terra has been so new, and you notice a couple projects pop up without, you know, any specifics, but kind of wanting to delve into what are some of the things that you've noticed in Terra projects over the last couple months that have either been, you know, really, really great successes and thing that people have done really well? And what are some things that, you know, maybe could have done, you know, been done better or handled better within the Terra NFT community?
Thanks, Simon. I think for me, when we cast our minds back to September of this year, and as I say, in Terra terms, it feels a long time ago, there were no live NFT projects on the Terra blockchain. The early, almost Klondike-esque gold rush to bring projects to life on Terra. When you think about it, we had embryonic marketplaces that hadn't really started. So, you know, Random Earth's real kind of litmus test for go live was in fact the Lunar Balls launch, which was an incredibly interesting and challenging event. Also Galactic Punks, if we sort of take it back a sort of a week earlier, the online challenges to actually mint on mobile were pretty fraught. But I just want to really take it back to first principles. The early projects that launched had a very much a first mover advantage. But what I like about that first tranche of projects were, yes, there was a massive excitement. And I remember people trying to get onto whitelists, spamming Twitter with their Discord links, looking to gain experience points. And there were certain groups that were gaming those to gain better advantage. There were some very interesting competitions around memes and so on. And that created an initial buzz around the desire to quickly get in and mint. And I think for the first probably half dozen or so projects, that worked incredibly well. And I think it's the testament to two of those early projects that they're still at the forefront of the Terra Twitter, Terra NFT space. But what I want to point out at the off, really, is that there were a lot of other projects that very quickly, and I'm going to be very discretionary here and not name names, that it literally were all about the mint, all about the initial community. And then as soon as the mint had happened, everything died down. So for me, I think certainly in that early kind of nascent stage, it was possible to launch a project with a little bit of thought ahead of you, testing out the new marketplaces and getting a live traction to your mint. But I think really probably within as little as 4 to 5 weeks of those first project launches, I was seeing a form of saturation and people were starting to question, okay, I've gone onto the whitelist. I've gone through a lot of different hoops. I've put a lot of different things out there. I've had to retweet things. I had to do a lot of work. And then actually, what's the utility beyond that initial visual art associated with a blockchain reference? Because that's essentially, you know, what an NFT is or was at the start of you know, the life of the Terra NFT world. And I think it's fair to say we're already seeing a massive evolution. So what makes a good project for me is beyond that mint, because now we're more established. There are 50 or 60 projects that have launched in the last few months, some to great success, some to literally initial fadeaways. And there were some very notable early, I don't like to use the word rug pulls, but they were fadeaways, shall we say, to be polite, and actually rebirths. I think Waves is one that I should mention. That's been reborn with the kind of the beach approach, which is great. But I think to bring it back, a successful project for me, and bear in mind, we are still in the very early stages. I would say we're literally just beyond mint to early community engagement involvement. I think it has to have something beyond that initial mint. And I think for me, there's an element of ongoing community, and it's beyond the spam, it's beyond the noise, to actually create a genuine sense of identity, collective belonging, and desire to have something more than, you know, the image being your PFP. I think beyond that as well, the second part for me is about what it actually represents in terms of you've moved beyond that, you've created a community, you've got a club feel, but actually creating some ongoing and sustained value. And I'm seeing already a number of projects talking about issuing tokens, having some sort of utility generation. I think we are still at the early stages of generating that. There's also that kind of, you know, wearing that badge on your shirt in a very visible and literal way. And I think we can probably draw from the likes of, you know, Bored Apes, CryptoPunks and so on, that have created some incredible community feel, admittedly around the Ethereum blockchain. But for me, I think ultimately it has to go beyond that first launch. And I think as well, I want to make this a slightly separate piece, which we can come on to later. You have the large projects, your big mints, your 10,000 mints, which I do feel are too big in terms of numbers. We have seen a number of projects cut down the mint sizes and expand the franchise beyond a number of whitelisted wallets. But I think there are some very good artists out there who actually are looking in a very different way, particularly on the likes of Talis. We're seeing some very small and select opportunities being launched that are very different to those big projects that we saw launch at the start of the kind of Terra Gold Rush chain. So I think an extremely long and possibly rambling answer, Simon, but hopefully we'll create some thoughts around the group.
Yeah, just make sure you mute when I speak, because I think it seems like you fixed it. Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's a great opener for this discussion. And guys, make sure that, obviously pop your hands up if you want to speak. I know that we've got the guys from Lunart up on here as well. So it'd be great to get, some input from different projects as well and explore your thoughts, because this is meant to be more of an open forum than, just our thoughts on this. But I think you're so right. And I think, a smart thing to, just a brief start off, I think, for this is really maybe from some specifics, look at what are some key pillars that a project can learn from. Like, what are some key pillars that make a successful launch of an NFT project? That's obviously very broad, because there's probably a lot of different things that go into it. But I think, that could be a good starting point. Like, what are some metrics and some key things that projects can look at when launching that make a successful launch? Obviously community, but yeah, looking at that, I think would be a good start in terms of projects. In terms of like long-term vision, again, it's the same thing. NFTs is still very, very fresh. I mean, we've only really scratched the surface of what the possibility of the tech and where this is going. So it's very interesting to see as we build communities, we build Terra, especially even as an economy, the power that NFT tech and NFT projects can bring is going to be incredible. So I'm very excited to hear from different projects, the guys from Lunart and stuff, and see where this goes. So Supertair, if you just want to add maybe just a couple pillars of what you believe makes a great NFT launch. And then if you guys want to speak, Lunart, I'm happy to bring you guys up to add any comments on that or anything that you want to say.
Thank you. And it's great to see Lunart on the call. I mean, I'm a massive fan of their very special style of project that's created an element of scarcity and desirability and also surprise and delight. So I think in a way of answering that question, I think a good launch is one that creates a buzz, but it creates a sustainable buzz. And what I mean by that is, and we saw this with a few projects in the early days, which sounds a long time ago, but it's literally 3-4 months ago maximum, of a massive push to mint. Whereas I think the best projects look beyond that right from the off and look to create some sort of ethos, sustainability, identity around the community itself. So it's not just about the mint. And I think the best projects are the ones that from day one listen to their community, create, collaborate, and look beyond that initial piece of art. And I think as well, the important element for me is differentiation. And again, I'm deliberately not going to name any projects because it's not fair. Templated, high volume, minor manipulation of a core piece works to some extent, but there has to be something built around it. And give an example of a couple of projects where I've seen a lore created, a story. Lavana been a great one for weeks and weeks. There were just little teasers released about dragons and eggs and so on, and you suddenly find yourself sort of sucked into this wonderful story, and there'd be these little opportunities to develop that as it went along. So I think for me, when you're talking about launch, it's creating a buzz, it's creating a want to know more. When you see something, you want to investigate, you want to understand more. But then at the launch, I think it's about creating something that you feel proud to own. It's virtual art. It can be physically produced if you so desire. It can be displayed electronically. It can be used almost as your badge. And then beyond that, it's creating a deeper relationship. And I think Lunart, I'd love to hear from you guys and see you on the course. Fantastic. about creating something that's sustained and goes beyond that, and it deepens that relationship. And I think something else I haven't touched upon yet is that wonderful charity and community aspect, which I feel very strongly about, and it's lovely to see that coming into so many Terra projects at what I consider a very nascent time in the development of this blockchain. I think that that also adds that sense of wanting to belong, wanting to be involved. Art is the start, it's the beginning, it's the end, but ultimately the utility and community absolutely should go through like a stick of rock.
Absolutely. I invite Lunat to speak on as well in a second. Just add on, obviously it starts with art, but NFTs, I think eventually on Terra, we'll see huge utility, real world utility from NFTs. And, if I talk from a vision standpoint, I'm really looking at, unique assets in the real world. And I know that a lot of people know this is coming at some point, but unique assets in the real world, tokenized on chain, and used for, economics and for, in the world of DeFi. I mean, just think of the vision of NFTing your house and tokenizing your house and then using that to borrow collateral from. And because it's a unique asset, NFTs works perfectly for that. So, we're just kind of setting the groundwork for all the amazingness and the growth to come for NFTs. But it's obviously there's always going to be a gold rush at the start. So I think any NFT projects, it's really looking about sustainability, because what happens in the gold rush doesn't necessarily stay and work when the gold rush is over, and it will look very, very different. So I think new projects that are innovating and doing things differently, it's going to have a massive edge in the next, couple months and years as the NFT spaces develop. So I'd love to bring you guys up, Lunat. If you guys want to add anything to that, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Simon. And look, guys, you've said it so well already. I mean, you've probably so much of what you already said is probably a few things that I wanted to say. So I introduce myself. I'm Azu from Luna. So we're a team of five, of course, if you don't know who we are, but I obviously encourage you to come check us out. But look, the number one thing for us from day one was community. It was building a genuine, organic community, avoiding shilling, avoiding there was no jumping to Discord and there's no ranking systems and any of that. There was, of course, for us to exist, we really needed to get out there. We needed people to really be talking about us. But at the same time, we weren't somewhere out there paying for people to come and join us. We wanted real people that actually appreciated what we were trying to build, that really bought into what we were trying to create from day one. And that's been our number one focus beyond the art for every step of the way. Of course, utility has played a huge, huge part in what we've been building. A lot of us have been in the NFT space, particularly on Ethereum, a little bit on Polygon for a while before moving over to Terra. And, one thing that we saw happen so much is these projects go, and then when they get big, all of a sudden they're like, oh, wow, okay, now we're going to add some utility. Whereas our approach was the opposite. It was like from day one, we're committing to genuine utility with the art pieces, so that we hope that everyone appreciates. And as you said, maybe they want to print it out, maybe they want to commit it to Canvas, maybe that they want to put it in their home and they're proud to have it as their Twitter banner or whatever they choose to do with it. But also there's giving back. Every single one of our Luna NFTs of just 333, there is revenue sharing, there is the lottery system, there is the giving to to Angel as well. We're really proud of how much we've managed to raise for Angel so far, and we continue to give to Angel on a monthly basis as well. And from all of this, we continue to evolve. So I mean, having such a successful launch, we're really proud of how we hit the ground running. We managed to mint out, and once we went live at 34 minutes. So we're really proud of being able to actually, I guess, leapfrog and to build on that utility well beyond what we initially intended to do.
Just a question from that, and this is part of the open forum of questions. So you talk about promotion. What would you what is your thoughts on the best promotion when it comes to NFTs, maybe a project that's looking to launch and they're looking to build their community and get traction? And you're seeing a lot of different approaches, and you're looking at I see a lot of Twitter and Instagram influencers and different sources. And I know that obviously launching a new chain like Terra gives you a really big advantage, because at the time because you're tapping into an existing community where NFTs haven't really been huge before. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. You know, obviously there's many approaches to promoting NFT projects and marketing NFT projects, but I'd love to get some gold from you, just some insights in how you guys, maybe just like a history piece on how you guys really built that community and what was your marketing like and your promotion, all that sort of things.
Yeah, great question, actually. So I myself personally, I guess I became a lunatic back in May, the May dip, when it just seemed too cheap and I had no idea what it was. And I was like, all right, I got really intrigued and I started researching. And the more I researched, I'm like, wow, okay, there's something here. And I literally tweeted this a day ago where I went, back then, I didn't know what I was buying at $4.80. Today, I'm almost completely in Luna and the Luna Eco. And I'm, you know, proudly launched Lunar with a team of my team of five. So it's not that I want to say off the bat, it's not like we just all of a sudden a month ago decided to jump into the Terra ecosystem just because NFTs were launching. We did, you know, we were already established. So the one thing that I would say from the get-go, before even really starting to build too much of a community with just our followers, was really making the connections with people in the space. You know, from very, very early on, you know, having conversations with Chauncey from Angel and you know, they've been absolutely fantastic. And every single conversation I've got off the line with them and just been like, wow, like, this is amazing being part of this. And from there, you know, that adds other connections, you know, with other people, whether they're significant or not in the space, and maybe they become significant. It's just making those connections with people that I guess that are really committed to Terra and the Luna space. And so I guess from there, once you sort of I really understand the space and you really I guess have that opportunity to speak to other people that are really inspiring and that are building amazing things, that you can actually then use that as an opportunity to open other doors into other like-minded individuals. When it comes to specifically marketing, again, we didn't pay for anything. We don't have any Twitter, like any, again, we probably get contact like 5 or 10 times a day from inverted commas influencers who are, you know, paid shillers and things like that. We've never done any of that. And I honestly would actually say if anything like that, more often than not, it's probably a detractor, because you see these people with 200,000 supposed followers and they post and they get like 30 likes. It's like, well, okay, something doesn't add up here. So people might be paying for something that really isn't going to add anything. If anything, it actually takes something away. So, you know, the key really is to speak to as many people as possible, you know, engage as many people as possible. If you are new to Terra, get in there and use it, experience it. Really, really get on there. Every time a new protocol comes out, jump on there, connect your Terra wallet, and really experience and see what's happening. So that way, when people are communicating and talking about it on Twitter, you can engage, you can share your thoughts, you can add feedback, and you can play a part of that. And that's, with that, things will grow, things will naturally, as I said, I used the word organic before, because I genuinely believe that that's how we manage to get to where we are, is by just those little incremental steps, by those connections throughout our journey.
Super Terra, do you want to add to this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having personally also experienced some of those wonderfully six-figure Twitter following accounts that seem to only ever retweet nonsense, there's clearly a lot of noise in the space that is actually damaging. For me, genuine engagement is the key to success. And I think Lunar and several other projects have done that incredibly well. And I think the quality shines through rather than having, you know, everyone's favorite shiller, in inverted commas. I'm quite cynical on that at the front, as you may have gathered from some of my articles and earlier comments. It's about people genuinely believing in what you're going to offer. And I think with Lunart, I think you kept it quite a low number of pieces, which gives you an element of exclusivity. And the follow-up and the surprise and delight aspects, I think, have been very good. The charity aspects. I guess my one question was, you mentioned you'd had previous experiences on both Polygon and ETH. It'd be great if you could share, for want of a better expression, some of the pitfalls and challenges you experienced that you learned from, and then you were really able to move forward and make sure that Lunar was better than before, if I may be so bold.
just to clarify, we haven't act we did never launch an NFT project on those chains. It was more that we had been in that space and experienced that space. But what I can say, what we have definitely learned from even just playing a part in that space as well is, you know, a lot of the stuff you've already even just talked about, where you see this massive noise, massive, all this focus to go on the whitelist, and then all of a sudden, you know, as soon as it's minted, you don't hear from the devs for a day or a few days, or you maybe hear from them a few times and things just taper off. So, you know, it was really, really important to us from as soon as that mint did happen. And yes, you mentioned obviously this exclusivity around us, just 333 being up against 10,000 at the time. It was still like everybody was still minting to 10,000. You know, from as soon as that mint happened, we were like, all right, let's keep communicating. If anything, let's step it up. Let's make sure that all five of our members are really, really engaged on Twitter, really engaged in our Discord, we're answering questions. We're making it really, really clear that we're in for the long haul. You know, our roadmap was a 2-year focus roadmap. Again, we see, looking at some of those other spaces on chain as well, they'll have this roadmap for the next few days or weeks or months sort of thing, or they'll just have a list of things that they want to do, but it may or may not be very clear how they're going to actually achieve any of that sort of stuff. And often you find out after mint that doesn't happen as well. There's a lot that could be learned in just the Terra space that really mirrors what has happened in those spaces as well. I think the key is just to continue to work with the community, to listen to community. If you've got something on your roadmap and everyone thinks it's terrible, or they want to add to it, or they've got a great idea, you know, we had a channel in our Discord where it was just give us ideas. What do you think? What would you, where do you want to see your Luna go? How do you think, you know, that we could take this to another level? So that kind of stuff just really worked really well, I think, throughout. And, you know, that's where learning from seeing other projects where we felt that they weren't quite meeting those expectations for the individuals who did choose to mint.
Amazing. Some good gold out of this. And I think might ask from both of you guys, what would you, I know we've probably already covered this, I was thinking, you know, down the lines of what would you like to see more on Terra? But it's kind of in the lines that we've already covered. So I'd also like to extend, you know, the floor to if there's any other projects on here or any other, you know, NFT connoisseurs or degens that would, you know, love to add a piece to the discussion that we're having, as we want to make this, you know, an open discussion and kind of explore more and more around these topics. And this can be really, really good data for everyone, I think, especially new projects launching and figuring out how they can build a great NFT project. And so I think we've covered on that, you know, building a utility before launch is so, so key. So I think that's a great first point we want. So building a utility in before launch, you know, obviously not having paid influencers, but really making organic reach and reaching out to key leaders and key people to collaborate with in the space, I think is another great point that we've had. But what about, let's dig into maybe what about Terra as a space? So obviously, you know, Terra being a chain that hasn't typically had, you know, that hasn't had NFTs for very long. And, you know, you've got lots of NFTs on Solana and AVAX and Polygon and all this stuff. But what makes, and I'd love to hear from both you guys, like what makes Terra such a great chain to have NFTs on? I know a lot of it's going to be community based, as Terra has a very strong community, but why Terra, and what do you see the future of NFTs on Terra being, and this chain, and what sets it apart from you know, minting on another chain, for example?
I think from my perspective, if you look at the other chains, there are some smaller communities. Certainly, I know a few projects that are minted on Algo, and it's reasonably low cost to be involved there. But I think ETH became unaffordable. That in itself is the antithesis of the extremely low cost to do anything on Terra. I think absolutely, Simon, you know, you've captured what I believe is probably the strongest, and I am biased, community in Terra, and they are the lunatics. I think as well, certainly to date, and I think this will only become more and more prevalent, community is absolutely the center of this. But I'm seeing opportunities here. You know, projects are talking to me about, you know, co-authoring, whether it's visually contributing to a piece of art that you effectively co-mint with the project itself, or actually shaping the lore around a project. And something else that I just want to give a shout out to, and I appreciate that there may be some people on the call that can probably give a bit more texture to this, but actually people creating their own sub-communities. And I think it's good to see. And again, you know, I keep bringing people back to the fact that I think, you know, in the case of Lunar Bulls, they minted on the 9th of October, and here we are, middle of December. So we are not that far in. And yet they've created a range of sub-communities, some of which have already seen, you know, the floor prices for their NFTs substantially outperform the main. And I think that's great. That's the community actually taking the project into their own hands and working, obviously, with the originators to make it into a whole better space. I can't speak with great authority about some of the other chains, other than obviously ETH has some very, very prominent examples of incredibly successful communities that have grown way beyond the profile picture of the art itself to become, you know, a badge, a club, a community. And I actually think we're actually seeing already a dynamic development of that within Terra. And I think already an extremely positive thing for me is an early pushback on, candidly, the rubbish that has tried to push itself out there in the very early stages. It's been called out. People want to see the roadmap. They want to understand it. They want to engage it. They want to make it better if they think it's wrong. And the best ones are the ones that respond and expand. And actually, another one I'll just throw out there before I hand it back, collaboration between the different projects. I've been fortunate enough just through conversations to start some very interesting interactions. And I think that that is a really powerful way that the community brings things together. One that I'll just very briefly call out is Dystope AI and their tremendous reimagining of a wonderful dystopian future. And they are partnering with so many other projects to create so many wonderful pieces of art. And then you've got that whole, you know, community engagement piece, Terra Movie Club, for example, not a particularly big project, but they're bringing people together through a love of film, and their NFTs are part of that. And I just think there are so many great communities. And I think, and I remind people of this, this is a very early stage in the space. And if you think about how Terra has grown in the last 12 months to where it's going to be in the next 12 months, fantastic opportunities. And I'm very excited to see how that all develops.
I might pass this off to Luna, if you want to add anything to this about Terra and the future and that stuff. And then I'll move on to Hero. Hero seems to be another NFT project jumped on, so we'll get some thoughts on them too.
Yeah, I'd love to add that what I love about Terra is that it's not, and so many protocols are not just trying to make a carbon copy of what already exists on Ethereum. And it, again and again and again, you've got these projects that fair enough, there might be a lending project, or there might be, you know, a giving project, or a leverage of some kind, but they're going about it in a very, very different way. And in some cases, it's brand new altogether. And we're seeing that. And I know I've obviously talked about Angel a little bit, but I'm obviously a huge fan, but you know, but what they're doing doesn't exist at all on any chain. It's a really good example of something revolutionary happening on Terra that doesn't exist on, particularly on Ethereum. And one thing is, as much as I'm a fan of Solana, I like the technology, if you go on there, everything is, well, so much of it is a carbon copy of something that already exists on Ethereum, but it's faster and cheaper to use, which is great. It's smart. It's a good play. But at the same time, you know, I think so many of the individuals and the teams, the protocols that are building on Terra are rethinking the way we can use the blockchain to change the world, and really tacking in, thinking about how can we onboard more normies? How can we onboard more people that have never really used chain before? And I saw some amazing stats the other day, where we're talking about the amount of lunatics or people using Terra that have literally never used Ethereum, which I thought was really interesting as well. But just to finish off my point, I'd like to say, like, the key as far as an NFT project is concerned is, one, thinking outside the box. How can we do something different? How can we do something that maybe hasn't been done before? And also, how can we leverage some of those amazing protocols? Like in our case, you know, 50% of our entire primary and secondary sales went straight into Anchor, or on the track that we're DCAing into Anchor, which is with time pretty well, because I think Luna is mooning at the moment. But anyway, long story short, we're leveraging the beauty of what's already been created on Terra to actually, I guess, lift our own project along with those protocols as well.
Incredible. I love that input. It's very exciting to see. It's a community, we're in very big inflection point for community of growth. JT, first, I'm gonna bring up Hero, as they've been on for a while. I can see that you're across Solana and Terra, so that can be a great addition to different chains. And also love to hear just maybe a little bit about your project and your thoughts on the discussion that we're having so far. So,
hey, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Sorry, I'm in the car. You're gonna get some spaceship vibes. But yeah, I love this conversation. I'm a little upset I came in late. I am head of marketing for Hero NFT. And yeah, I think as a, you know, person that's been in the space for 6-7 years personally, as well as the entire team, we all started with Ethereum, right? All of us got Ethereum at like $30, $40. And we, you know, had grown an attachment to it. And now we stake all our ETH on the Anchor Protocol platform, right? Which is Terra Luna based. And I think it's amazing that an ecosystem that is not Ethereum has been able to grow so far, right? When we actually had the idea of the project a while back, personally, I was not in the Luna space, like personally. And, you know, we're like, we're about to, you know, launch a project within the ecosystem. I should probably learn more about it. And so along with buying a whole bunch of it and actually understanding it, I've seen such an amazing, and I don't really like this word too much, so take it lightly, but it's such a cult-like movement. And I'm saying it in a positive way, right? Like, not just... just, you know, forget everything else, we're only about Luna, but at the same time, it's a strong community of people that resonate within the space, and they love this community as well, you know, most maybe because they got it at cents, right, or pennies, but in reality, it's an amazing everyday, like something is changing every day within it, and I guess what I'm trying to get at is, you know, there is so much to come within this ecosystem. I can see it personally because when we got Ethereum so low, this same concept was built, you know, and this same community like was it's like I feel the same vibes. Sorry, my puppy's here. I feel the same vibes as I did when, you know, when we got into ETH and there was so many people like, oh yeah, ETH, I got ETH, and you know, and now look, there's billions of dollars being traded on Ethereum like platforms for NFTs. And I truly believe that, you know, Terra will be up and coming and that following that same realm because of what it's already done, right? What other the value it's already bringing to the ecosystem. And that's exactly what ETH did. ETH started to bring value to the ecosystem. And, you know, we are obviously a Solana and Terra Luna based project. We definitely have more lunatics in our community for sure. But we're not biased or anything like that. We love our Solana friends as well. But I mean, to stay on topic of the conversation, though, I'm excited. And as a company, we are more than delighted to be kind of spearheading this ecosystem. And somebody mentioned, too, that Solana NFTs are really Ethereum kind of copies and derivatives. Right. And that's 100% true. I truly believe, and I stand on this as an individual, we kind of came in this space, and I think a lot of people were attracted to us because not only were we just coming out with some cool PFP project, but we really took the time on the art. And, you know, the creator himself, he had no idea, you know, how we were going to enter in this space. He just knew, hey, when it's time, I want to do this full fledged and go hard. And he's, you know, one of my best friends, an amazing person. And I said, hey, I'm ready. I'm here buying all my crazy Ethereum NFTs, and I'm like, I am ready to do this because not only do we have the vision, but the art is what truly attracts people from the start. And then what keeps them here is the community and everything else that we stand for. And so a little bit about Hero, we are officially turning into a gaming company. We are currently in game development for our heroes. And at the point in time, that is what our main focus is. We had our mint in November. pretty much sold out. We had maybe, I think, like 700, 1,000 left, and the rest are being burned into what we're going to have called villains. Yeah, that's a little bit about the project. I don't want to take too much time on the stage. I really appreciate everybody here. I love these types of conversations. I'm a little upset I came late, but I'll definitely be here on the next one as well. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me speak.
Thanks, Hero. That was an amazing addition. And I love the thinking about gamification, you know, bringing video games and gamification into this, because I think, you know, that's the emotional piece. A lot of people keeps people more engaged and keeps people around. So it's important. I want to add just another side topic. We haven't got a huge amount of time, but I think this one could be really beneficial for the space. And I've talked with Super Terra about this. So I'm responsible at the moment for building for Loop Learn, building an education platform for crypto and Terra, where we're going to be covering, you know, pretty much everything from A to Z in crypto. And I'd love to hear from you guys from an education standpoint, because obviously, you know, being responsible for building the education videos, I think that NFTs will also have a great part to play in that. Besides from just, you know, covering conceptual notions of NFT, you know, we've already, you know, done scripts around, you know, different types of NFTs and why NFTs and the future of NFTs. But maybe from an education standpoint, we'd love to hear from you guys what you think would be beneficial to new users into crypto and to Terra, as Lunart's already added that in around, you've already added in around, you know, obviously newbies coming to Terra that have never had exposure to Ethereum before. So what kind of education would you like to see on Terra around NFTs?
Is that a question for me?
Open to anyone. So Hero, Lunart.
I mean, if I could chime in real quick, actually, I think that's an amazing question, because this is a huge topic, especially now with NFTs emerging, different types of projects trying to come in, different industries trying to come in. And I think this is the major topic of conversation right now. So personally, from a company standpoint, we are creating like animations and things like that to onboard people onto the network. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. Number one thing is onboarding and actually making it simple for the user to come in and use everything.
I just wanted to jump in and say as well, I think a big part of educating that I've actually noticed with the projects that I like is not actually just educating to the point of being an end user, but then sort of incorporating as much of the back end understanding as you can, because then it sort of grooms normal community participants to also be there as like policy advisors down the road. And you're sort of like training them up to be part of the team as opposed to just an end user. And I think that makes people way more dedicated to a platform. And it also means you can have more faith in it because you actually understand bits of the back end. And even though it can be really hard to explain how that stuff works, and that's like the crux that I'm working with at the moment in some of the projects I'm trying to write documents for, is how do you make it ridiculously easy and straightforward for someone that knows next to nothing about crypto to understand how to interact with it and like why everything works the way it does?
Well, you're screwed doing that. And I mean that in the most loving way possible. This is all really still new. I've been involved for a little bit and it's still new to me. And one thing I realize about humanity is once they get a grasp of things, and one thing I really like about you guys, you don't tend to do this, but you know, a majority of people puff their chest up thinking that they're so smart about cryptocurrency and everything that it means from A to Z. And like it or not, there's like 10% of the population on Earth that even know about it. So that question is scary to even answer, and I appreciate you answering that. You know, I bite off more than I can chew in this like whole space, from NFTs to, you know, DAOs and all that, and I'm not smart. How does this relate to even 75% of the population on Earth? I don't know. That's huge.
I think to answer your question with that is understanding that what NFTs looks like now is not necessarily what it will look like, you know, in a few years. And that's a given. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of art, there's a lot of collectibles and building in, you know, think of the new baseball cards, but also think of, you know, and we've had, this is a very broad generalization because obviously so many levels and so much innovation in NFTs, but think about, you know, especially with a lot of the stuff that we're seeing on ETH around, you know, maybe it's like someone having a signed, you know, poster of Michael Jordan in their corridor that when they have guests in, they can see that, you know, that obviously when you're getting avatars on Twitter and profile pictures, that might be the, you know, a little bit of a flex. And that's a very broad generalization because there's a lot of it. But I think NFTs will relate to the space with the rise of Web 3.0. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff that happens in the space. But then also, as I mentioned before, with utility around, you know, real life assets being NFT'd, like, you know, transferring your car as an asset, as an NFT, or transferring your house as an NFT, but also being able to use it in DeFi protocols to be able to leverage off your house and investment properties and all sorts of stuff like that is going to be a huge development with that. So that's going to be awesome. Guys, I think we're pretty close to wrapping up, unless there's anyone that wants to add any more, like Lunart around education, or Beanie, I'd love to, you know, hear just a touch about, you know, like from a, like maybe a specifics standpoint around education, because that could give us some more, you know, you've obviously mentioned back end stuff and how to interact with it, I think is a really cool way to go. And I think this is something we definitely have to explore more of, because, you know, obviously I kind of know what it's like. I'm building a lot of education outside of NFTs for Loop and for Terra and TFL and all this sort of stuff at the moment. And yeah, it's obviously getting into the mind of a beginner and figuring out where they're at and what they need. So, Luna, I noticed you're on mute, so I'd love to hear from you just real quick.
Yeah, look, I will be quick. And I probably just want to touch on what Joshua said at the same time. He's right. There's still so few people in this space, but it's growing at 106% per year, which is almost double what the internet was growing in the 90s. Like, we are really still early, which is why this educational side of things is so important. And why this is a big opportunity for everybody in the space to actually leverage where they are right now and your current expertise to continue to build the space, whether it's on Terra or Ethereum or anything else in the crypto space. What a big focus for us, and it's on our roadmap, is actually bringing real world artists who already have experience and already have their art in galleries hanging. One we were speaking to earlier in the week just sold an art piece for $100,000, which, you know, there's some stuff selling on Ethereum for multi-millions of dollars, but this is somebody that has been doing art his entire career. There, you know, he has things hanging, you know, all over the world, and, you know, he has a huge following, but doesn't know anything about blockchain, but wants to, like, is intrigued by it, doesn't know where to start, and just needs basically a platform, an opportunity to be able to go, all right, well, we can actually help facilitate that for us. So we are working very, very hard in the background with a lot of connections in real world art side of things, particularly in Sydney and over in Germany at the moment, to really bridge that gap and make it really, really easy for these people, no matter what their background is, to come and join us and come and mint and commit their art to the blockchain forever, really.
Beanan, do you want to add to that? I know that you unmuted before.
Yeah, more so to do with the educational stuff you were talking about. And I what I was going to say is that I think it's really easy to fall into the trap that people are going to learn just by reading the documents that you put up, when I think that the best strategy is actually to try and incentivize people in your community teaching each other. Because there's a whole bunch of, and I'm a bit like this as well, where if I'm trying to learn something on my own, I will really struggle through it. But as soon as I have someone there that I can ask really simple questions and they'll reply pretty quickly, it makes me, like, how quickly I can learn just accelerates like crazy. And most research that I've put into education seems to align with that, in that it doesn't really matter how good the learning resources are if you don't have a lot of interaction with the teacher. So yeah, I think creating ways to incentivize people teaching each other is just by far and away the best way to create this sort of educated community. And then it's a really good point for everyone to connect with each other as well.
I love that. That's a great addition. Yeah, so the concept is kind of building an like a NFT, like a learn to earn platform where, you know, get utility NFTs for learning about crypto and a lot of videos. But I think what you touched on is so important. And I think that's the importance of us being able to build in some, you know, ways in which we can engage community and forums and questions around the learning. And I think that's a great point that you add, because, you know, obviously people can watch the videos. And even if they're simple and they're getting incentivized to keep the learning journey going, if they don't have that like ability to ask questions and to interact with certain things, go, hey, I don't understand this topic. How can I get an answer really fast? I think that's very important. So great add on that.
Yeah, something we do at Beanstalk is we run like a weekly, what we call a university class, where we have experienced members of the community pick a topic to explain a little part of the protocol. So you could pick like certain functions of the NFTs or certain parts of the game or any topic. And then you kind of go in with that, except it's just like a really short way of answering questions people have on that. And then we haven't ironed it out just yet, but we give out NFTs for attendance to those university classes. So if someone attends a certain amount in a row, then they'll be rewarded for it. And I think it's a really good way, because it actually takes quite a lot of dedication to be like jumping into this half hour call once a week just to learn about a protocol. But it creates like a massive, all those people that started off just attending the university classes have now become pretty decent contributors to the platform now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. So, sorry, I was going to say, and for me, and I echo everything there. I think for me, I view it as a very friendly community. Effectively, it's open doors and open arms. So it's open doors in that we're not hiding away. We're telling everyone that all this great stuff is going on. It's open arms in that we're taking people on a journey. And actually, I think it's great what Beans just said as well, because actually the students very quickly become teachers to others. And I think that open collaborative approach, whether it be in NFTs or the broader blockchain experience, is the secret to success. Because to Joshua's comments, absolutely spot on, incredibly early. And I think the potential is huge. How do we actually onboard people and actually do it in a non-intimidating way? And I think across the broader community, I've been absolutely blown away, and I've been involved in this space now for a few years, at how welcoming and friendly everyone is. It's the friendliest community you'd ever approach as a newbie. There are many areas of life where people almost have a closed shop and an arrogance. They don't want you to be involved. This is the opposite, and I think that's why ultimately we will all succeed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a basic, the human desires need to, but like a massive human desires need to belong. So, you know, that's where community and building that is so key. And I mean, you guys have added some incredible stuff. I think we've got some, you know, very powerful things to go off on this, and to kind of like to look at with new projects and kind of. It'd be good to keep digging into these topics and looking at Terra as a community and going like, hey, what can we, you know, how can we use this stuff to help new projects and help people launch on Terra and bring new projects to Terra and this sort of stuff. So if no one wants to add anything more, I'm going to close this off because we've got the hour mark. I did just want to add, and it was part of like the thing that we talked about with Super Terra. I wanted to talk on like the NFT LP bonds, and I'm not going to go too deep into it. It was just going to be like a brief overview because it was a cool utility that Loop's been bringing to Terra in terms of liquidity NFT bonds. So I'm not really going to go into details or anything like that, but I just thought it's a cool to send it out there so that people can kind of start to understand it. And there's some partnerships and some cool things going on. But the whole idea is adding NFTs to the model of LP bonds. So for those that aren't aware of the Olympus DAO style model where, and I'm not sure because we're obviously talking about NFTs, so I don't want to dig into farming too much either, but, you know, obviously like the sustainability issues long-term that DeFi has with farming rewards and paying out huge amounts of farming rewards over the long-term and not having any kind of locked-in liquidity. So we're starting to see, you know, a big shift towards protocol-owned liquidity across a lot of projects. I mean, you can see White Whale with the LBPs that they've launched. They've gone some good protocol-owned liquidity and things like that. So that's kind of the shift in the DeFi 2.0 shift that Olympus DAO has brought about. And So the whole in the aim for the sustainability long term of a, you know, a project is to own their own LPs and own their own liquidity, so that they don't have to keep paying out these increased, these huge farming awards, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the track. So what Loop's done is taken this model of LP you know, bonds that, you know, basically what Olympus has done is they sell bonds, you know, sell bonds to the market for discount tokens. For example, you might buy a bond for $1,000 and they'll pay you out $1,200 over a period of 10 days in tokens. And then they own the LP tokens, so they own the liquidity in the protocol, and then, you know, they don't have to keep paying out these farming rewards long term. So basically we applied NFT to that, where you can actually buy an NFT that represents an LP position, and then that's tradable. So it's just kind of a new model, and I think we're going to see this kind of utility apply to lots of we're going to see this utility applying to lots of new types of NFTs, and I think it's very interesting to start exploring these kind of avenues with NFTs and the use cases for NFTs, so that we can start to bring some pretty crazy different you know, utilities to the NFT space as we go forward. So it's very exciting. I thought I would touch on that briefly. I'm not, as I said, I wouldn't go into specifics. There's some resources out there and there's some more things to come on that. But just that, I thought that's a cool, just kind of give you a bit of an insight into a cool way that NFTs are being used in a utility way, where you can use them as bonds to kind of go in and use them as, they can be traded. Cool. So anyone want to add anything else before we, you know, I just thought I'd go down that little rabbit hole and not try to go too deep, because I can go pretty hectic down there.
I'm in a homie. So are you saying start your own or utilize Olympus?
No. So Loop's actually, it's not out yet, but Loop's basically obviously building an NFT platform and built this capability to build and have projects launch NLP bonds on Loop. But I just thought I'd bring in just kind of like, you know, obviously the point of the call was to have like an open discussion, but we did mention that we would talk on the NFT LP bonds. So I thought that I would add that right at the end as well, just to kind of open the awareness around just looking at thinking of new ways and new utilities and new things, because that's very exciting around NFTs. You can start to think about how many cool use cases can you have for an NFT. It's pretty powerful. So So just before we wrap up, do Lunart or Hero or Super Terry, do you guys want to add anything? Josh or Beanie?
I've got something. I've got one thing. I believe I've discovered a new way to steal NFTs. I recently was on my friend's NFT account when I screenshotted it, and I then took it to PixArt and then changed the hat on it, and I basically completely hacked the blockchain and resold it as my own, and so far I've seen no consequence from the screenshot and alteration.
It's called the blockchain police on you.
We have a couple of minutes left. Simon, first of all, thank you so much for the space, and everybody who spoke. I took something from every single person. Shout out to NFT Prince for looking for something to, you know, use his voice on. Shout out to you, man. God bless.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys, for hosting the space. I hadn't heard of the project, but I've been meaning to get into more stuff on Luna for ages, so we'll definitely join the Discord and be around. And yeah, we'd love to chat to anyone about building educational docs, because that's something that I'm really interested in and trying to learn a bit more about at the moment.
Yeah, I'd also just like to say thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks for hosting, team. It's great to get on here and have a great chat about what's happening. I mean, listening to what you guys like Heroes doing, what Beanie had to share as well, it's really, really great to hear from more people in the space, because I think the more we can grow together, you know, there's so much opportunity, there's so much happening, there's so many people entering this space every single day that I'm really, really proud. I know I think for the rest of my team, really, really proud of what we're doing, really proud of what we see around us. And it's opportunities like this that just helps it build on everything that we're doing and everything that you guys are doing as well. So thanks so much. And thanks everyone for listening as well.
I'll let Super Terry wrap up, but yeah, just want to add this. I'm very excited for the future of this and you know, to make this an open forum for future discussions around not just NFTs, but different projects. And I think, you know, this is where it's really, really cool. And I'm kind of trying to spearhead more is bringing up these spaces and discussing these topics more and bringing more community awareness and engagement and really working together to build what we truly want for Terra, for crypto, for all this stuff. So I'm really appreciative of everyone who's jumped on and added so much gold and input to this. So very excited, and Beanie, definitely talk to Super Terra, because definitely with docs and writing and stuff, some cool stuff there. So I'll let you wrap up Super Terra and add anything that you want to add as well. It'd be awesome.
Thank you very much, Simon, and thank you everyone. I mean, this is the first spaces that I've hosted. Simon and I have been having conversations, and we thought it'd be really interesting to see if there was an appetite to have this sort of open debate. So for me, it's been a really enjoyable hour. And certainly, I think if the appetite is there, very happy to do obviously more of these going forwards. And I think really what we've talked about tonight epitomizes what the crypto and indeed the Terra community is all about: collaboration, cooperation, learning, sharing, and growing. So for me, really enjoyed the hour, and look forward to speaking more in future. And please, anyone post this event, feel free to reach out. Thank you for all the contributors, some really interesting and insightful pieces, and look forward to speaking again soon.
See you later.
Cheers. Thanks everyone.
Peace out, hombres.
Cheers. Stay blessed.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a space hosted by Super Terra with Simon Chadwick, Terra NFTs, the future, and NFT LP bonds. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish, though. I snapped the wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopeiness of weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to write home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a miracle. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. The trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kind of running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead, and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all. We just trying to get a bite to eat, a little rest saved up. Waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up. Yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. 7 time and space while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play. Running marathons today when the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.